Hello, everyone, and welcome to season three of the Hawks Talk podcast, your source for everything about the Upper Valley Nighthawks and the NECBL. I'm your host, Phoebe Winters, joined by Caitlin Beal, and we are the new voices for the Upper Valley Nighthawks. As the new host of the Hawks Talk podcast, we wanted to take some time to introduce ourselves before the season starts. As I said, I'm Phoebe Winters, and I'm going to be hosting the Hawks Talk podcast all season long and providing play-by-play coverage of the team. A little bit about my background: I'm a current senior at Virginia Tech, go Hokies, and 2 summers ago, I was the producer of the Backside Ground Balls podcast, which covered college and Major League Baseball. That was a really fun experience, and it taught me so much about the insights of baseball. And then last summer, I had the chance to be the play-by-play coordinator for the Bethesda Big Train, which is a wooden bat summer collegiate baseball team within the Cal Ripken League. That was such an incredible experience, and I had an amazing time working with the team, talking to the players and coaches, and calling the plays. Big Train actually went on to win the Cal Ripken League championship that summer after a rough start to the season, so that was really exciting to cover. I'm really looking forward to this upcoming summer working with the Nighthawks and to continue improving my play-by-play skills. But without further ado, my co-host Caitlin is a current student at Boston University. Caitlin, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. As Phoebe said, my name is Caitlin Beal. I'm currently a junior at Boston University, and I'm going to be the assistant director of broadcasting this upcoming season and occasionally be on the sideline. I've been heavily involved with the BU Athletics broadcast on ESPN, and sometimes they stream on NESN as well, where I've been sideline reporting for D1 men and women's hockey, as well as men and women's soccer. So I've conducted dozens of interviews with the players and coaches, which has been super fun this season. I've also been behind the scenes working cameras, stage managing, doing graphics. So I'm just super familiar with everything that goes into a game day broadcast. And while BU doesn't have a varsity baseball team, I'm excited to expand my knowledge into broadcasting of baseball. And this semester, I'm also working for the Boston-based news station WCVB Channel 5. They are the Boston ABC affiliate, and I'm helping with this huge archiving project that they are conducting and also occasionally working on some of their news programs. And then in my free time, I'm also involved with a bunch of BU TV clubs, which are student-run news shows. So I cover sports for some and local news for another.
Thank you, Caitlin. So let's talk a little bit about what season three of the Hawks Talk podcast is going to look like.
Yeah, so everyone tuning in is probably here for updates about the team, not to hear us talk about ourselves. But throughout the season, we are going to be reviewing the games and previewing upcoming games. We're also going to be having weekly guests on the podcasts, including coaches and players. And something new we're going to try to introduce is a segment called Blast from the Past, where we take a look at where past Nighthawks players are now and how their careers have progressed since. We will also be conducting an Around the League segment where we take an in-depth look at the other teams within the NECBL.
So lots of exciting things coming to the Hawks Talk podcast this season. But Caitlin, what are you looking forward to most about working with the Nighthawks this summer?
Yeah, so I would definitely say the fact that we're going to be expanding the broadcast to have a couple games on ESPN Plus this season. So that will be really cool to get a wider reach for our broadcast and also, learn the ins and outs of the different equipment and things like that that come with having ESPN come in to broadcast our game. And then the other aspect I'm really looking forward to is we are going to be hosting the All-Star game this season. So, in the past, it features the best players, the top talent in the league, and usually there are like 30 to 40 different scouts representing every MLB team that attend these games. So that'll be a super cool experience to have the opportunity of hosting and being able to see everything that goes into that. And, just the aspect of working for a singular team for the entire summer, really getting to know everyone is going to be really fun and something I haven't done before. So I'm excited. What about you?
I definitely agree with you there. The ESPN Plus games, as well as the All-Star game, are going to be so much fun. Honestly, I'm just looking forward to a great season of baseball. The Nighthawks are going to be managed by Matt Paz, and this is his second season as manager and his sixth working with the Hawks. He's joined by hitting coach Garrett Nance, who's in his third season with the Hawks, and a new pitching coach in Max McDowell. So now, last season, Paz led the Hawks to an 18-24 finish, ranking third in the Northern Division. And since he's worked with the team for so many seasons as their hitting coach, and he's an Upper Valley native, I'm really just excited to see where his experience with this team comes into his leadership and where they can go this season. Now, I know that the 2025 season is still 8 months away, but the Nighthawks have already started to fill their roster. Caitlin, are there any players on the 2025 roster that stand out to you?
Yeah, definitely. There are a few players from every position that really stood out to me. So starting with the pitchers, Steven Mazza from Marist, he's a right-handed pitcher, and he had 20 strikeouts in 2024 and had a 6.58 ERA. So he's definitely someone I'm looking out for, as well as sophomore right-handed pitcher Brendan Callahan from Iona College. He had 10 starts and 39 strikeouts as a freshman last season with a 5.98 ERA. So these two are definitely the pitchers that I'm looking out for. And then in terms of catchers, Cameron Boardman from University of Hartford is a junior, definitely is on my radar. For infielders, Jack Spanier from the University of Minnesota, he is really standing out to me. He's a shortstop. He was the All Big Ten freshman team member. He had 27 starts as a freshman, which really impressed me, and he led the team with a 0.458 OBP in Big Ten play. So definitely an infielder that has my eye. And then there's two outfielders on my radar. The first is Joey Dwyer of SUNY Oneonta. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. But he led the team with a 0.374 batting average, 55 hits, 46 runs. He had six home runs in his season. So definitely coming into this with a good background. And then finally, Cole Fellows. He is a junior at Columbia, and he was part of the 2024 All-Ivy team. He has 39 hits, 26 runs last season. So honestly, the roster is really stacked with talent, and these were just a few names that really stood out to me. So who's on your radar, Phoebe?
I definitely agree with you. We've got a lot of fresh talent coming to the Upper Valley this summer, but we also have a lot of players returning for the 2025 season, and that's going to include pitchers Ethan Marzo, who's a current sophomore at Marist, and Nick Tamburo, who's a senior at Monmouth, and Brendan Walker, who's a current junior at Stenson, all returning pitchers. And then we also have catcher Nick Quagliato, who's a junior at Farley Dickinson University, and a position player, Trey Chrisman, who's a sophomore at William and Mary. They're all going to be making a return to the Upper Valley for the 2025 season. I think because they've played with the Nighthawks before and they've played under manager Matt Paz, they're going to be a really great leadership force to this team. They have the experience of not only being in the NECBL, but also working with Matt Paz. So I'm really excited to see the leadership that they bring with all the fresh talent that's coming up to the Upper Valley for this summer. And I'm also going to be keeping an eye on how they perform this spring with their respective colleges before they make it down to the Upper Valley.
Yeah,
But
definitely.
Caitlin,
I too will have my eye on all these players to see how they perform leading up.
all right. Well, I think that is going to do it for season three, episode one of the Hawks Talk podcast. Thank you for everyone for tuning in to this episode. Caitlin and I have a lot of excitement planned for the podcast this season. Thank you to Caitlin Beal for joining me on the podcast. I'm Phoebe Winters, and this has been the Hawks Talk podcast.